News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Black Sabbath frontman and heavy metal icon Ozzy Osbourne has died at the age of 76. He had been diagnosed with Parkinson's in 2019. Jeannie Wolfe, Hollywood journalist, joins us now. Jeannie, you've interviewed Ozzy. What was he like?
Well, he's kind of a teaser. He's a crazy guy, as much as you'd expect. But he's very alluring because he likes to kid around, but then he gets very serious about himself. You know, that was just a little over a few weeks ago that he gave what he called his final concert. He's known for almost 6 years that he has Parkinson's disease. And he talked about the fact that he couldn't stand it anymore. You know, all the medications and all the taking care and all of that. And he says that he wasn't such a druggie anymore, but I'm not sure that that's totally true.
He was a pretty, we'll talk about his music in a moment, but I suppose, I mean, he was known as the godfather of heavy metal, but he was also renowned for his lifestyle, which was pretty chaotic.
Yes, very chaotic. He had, his wife was his longtime manager, and so she kept things going. But the thing that really changed everything for him, funny enough, with all his worldwide fame, was the TV show that took cameras home to his house. And I laughed so hard at him because he said, you know, it's one thing that they get me when I'm crazy, but they get me when I'm taking out the trash. What do they think? I have a roadie who's assigned to doing the trash. I have to take out the trash.
That show, it was kind of transformative. I mean, it led the way for the, you know, the Kardashians and so on. I mean, it was pretty ground. Whether you liked it or not, it was certainly groundbreaking.
Well, yes, whether you liked it or not, you had to watch it because they. Well, it was very true, but also Sharon was very good at stunts and coming up with things that people would want to watch and that the network would be happy with. And they became world famous, but you're right. It was before all those other shows like that.
His music, I have to admit, I wasn't a fan of Black Sabbath, but there are many hardcore heavy metal fans who would be an icon for.
Yeah, well, Prince of Darkness, of course, and he kind of almost invented heavy metal, and his biggest problem in life was that he just couldn't stay away from drugs. And he admits that for long periods of time, it wouldn't just be drugs. It would be drugs and alcohol. And he, you know, I said, are you calming down? Are you, you know, are you, you know, he said, I'm still me. I'm still going to be crazy me. But, you know, I know better. But he was very unhappy being sick. You can imagine.
Yeah, of course. Of course. His most infamous stunt was when he bit the head off a bat live. Apparently he didn't realize it was a bat. He thought it was a rubber toy. And he thought it was a prop. He thought it was a prop, yeah. And he had to have loads of injections afterwards against rabies.
Well, they were worried because it was real bad. And they took him straight to the hospital and gave him tetanus shots. But it wasn't like he loved his children. He was really a great dad. But when his son went into rehab, he really blamed himself. He was very sad about that, you know, because he had a feeling that he had controlled it, which, of course, he never did.
He does seem to have been. I know when an icon or when a famous person dies, you will inevitably get tributes, but they do seem to be quite genuine about him, about his sense of humor, about that he was pretty a kind of a nice guy.
You know, he was a sweet, he was wild, absolutely wild. But he was also, there was a sweetness about him and almost a daddy figure, which sounds completely opposite of his image. And, you know, he loved to look ridiculous. He loved to be louder than everybody else. He loved to say and do things that would shock you and let your chin fall. But he knew that whatever he did, he had this way of getting publicity because no one else at that time was doing what he was doing. you know, and he was a great musician. The musicians that are coming on now to say their goodbyes to him, they're not just bowing to his stunts. They do think he was a great musician, but that his problem was he couldn't keep it together because he wasn't like Elton John, who at some point in his life said, "I'm going to straighten things up, you know, and I'm going to be fine." No, Ozzy never reformed, even when he said he did.
Yeah. Jeannie, we have an expression in Irish about somebody, ni vega lehe de Rishan, that we'll never see his like again. It's certainly true in relation to Ozzy Osbourne.
It is true, and it looks like anybody that we will think we're seeing again is copying him. He was a true original, and that was the best and the worst thing for him.
Okay, he certainly was. Jeannie Wolf, Hollywood journalist, thank you for that tribute to the Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne.
I never realised that the bat story, I genuinely thought he knew it was a bat. I didn't realise he thought it was a rubber bat.
No. And then it's got apparently had to have loads of rabies shots and everything. It was pretty horrific, I think. So.
Oh, yeah, what a life. I won't say well-lived, but definitely lived.
Very well-lived, some would
very
say.
Very well-lived.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.